Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to Red Men News. I'm your host, Paul Machin, and I'm joined by Jack Gill for this one. It is Friday, and it is the international break, so I don't want to say things are thin on the ground, but there is actually a couple of interesting stories to get through. The Thomas Muller stuff, let's just get it out the way up front, because it's typical transfer nonsense fodder. Before we do, actually, I just want to point your attention to the fact that we are doing a live show. We are back live in Liverpool City Centre for the Genk versus Liverpool game. October 23rd, we're going to be doing a live show in the Ashcroft Social and Sports Bar in Liverpool City Centre, which is just off Victoria Street. Obviously, locals will know where that is, of course. It's going to be amazing. Jack, are you coming?
That's it. Yeah, of course I am.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, don't let that put you off. if you like Jack, he'll be there. Everyone's going to be there. Tom's going to be there. Chris is going to be there. Steele's going to be there. Everyone who basically works behind the scenes on Redmen, we're going to go. We're going to do a bit of a live show, so it's going to be kicking off with me, Chris, and a few other regulars, like Ben Kelly and Steve Hoare, etc., talking footy. Then we've got our good mate Drew, and anyone who's been to our live shows in Dublin or the one we did at the end of the season in Liverpool before, Drew's going to be on the guitar banging through some of the Liverpool hits. Then we're all going to watch the game together. Then we're going to have some more music at halftime. Then we're going to have some more chat at full-time. Then we're going to have some more music. Basically, we're going to have a few bevvies, have a good chat about the mighty Reds, have a massive, massive sing-song. Hopefully, watch the Reds get 3 points. Let's have a laugh in Liverpool City Centre. And then somehow, going to work the next morning. Everyone else who works here, apart from me, because I don't work Thursdays. All the best. Tickets are just £5 and the proceeds go to this Liverpool food banks as well. So yeah, we're not looking to make any money in this. We are looking to have a laugh with you guys. So the link will be in the description. It will be in the comments. And if you go to at the Redmen TV Twitter, it's there. Or if you just want to go to ctickets.com and search Redmen Live, you'll find it there as well. But yeah, it's going to be a belter. Anyway, Thomas Muller. Jack, this starts the thread that I've gone... taking a leaf out of Colleen Rooney's book and gone full detective today. The Echo are sceptical about this. They're saying Thomas Muller linked with Reds, which is what we've gone with because The Echo did. In what I can only assume is the case of 2+2=5. Liverpool have been linked with a move for Thomas Muller. Now, they're saying Bild reported that he wants to leave Munich in January and they credited Klopp with an interest back in 2017. So then what happens is SempreMilan.com link the Reds with the World Cup winner. So what we're going to do is we're going to head over to Sempre Milan, who, nicely translated here, they say AC Milan, obviously Sempre Milan, makes sense, are interested in buying Munich star. It's saying it's not the first time. They said they were linked in the past, etc., etc. Talk a little bit about him. Obviously, he's 30 years old now, etc. Then they say a report on CalcioMercato.com, who themselves cite a German outlet Kicker, state that Milan have asked for information on the situation there. And it says, they state Inter are also interested, while Liverpool were linked by Bild on Thursday too. Where's that via, Jack?
LiverpoolFC.com.
So, they're clear. They're using the official Liverpool website as a source. Should we just head over to the Liverpool website? Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jack, I'd like you to just draw people's attention to this. Is there anything? I mean, look, Liverpool are not in the habit of giving out transfer links on their official websites. This is just them reporting on another media story.
Yeah, it's just the whole story looks like a load of bollocks, doesn't it? Mm. I mean, it says there, Thomas Muller wants to leave Bayern Munich in January, according to, again, Bild.
Yeah.
And they also claim Liverpool have been interested in him.
So they're referring to the same links from 2017.
Yeah.
Liverpool are afraid to build, which we. So I mean, build is a subscription thing, so you actually can't go on there. But you know, Calcio Mercato have got Inter and Milan being linked there, which is you don't need a degree in Italian there to be able to translate that one. There's no direct quotes other than Nikola Kovac confirmed he was no longer needed to him. When there's need, he'll get minutes. What? I mean, he's saying that he's not a starter. There's talk that he might look to force through a move in January. Liverpool.
I feel as though it's just because he's German.
Yes.
That's what I get. He's German. Yes. He's a player that obviously he's a forward. So we've been looking for apparently backup forwards. So I think people go, oh, he's German. Jurgen Klopp wanted him in 2017. There you go. But
such nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Now, I really like Thomas Muller. I don't know why I like Thomas Muller, because I don't know really where he plays or what he does. And I've seen Thomas Muller play plenty of times. I don't know why I like him. Maybe it's because he wears his socks at half-mast. I don't know.
Adidas.
Yeah, maybe all those things. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But where would he possibly fit in? Like, is he a Roberto Firmino replacement? Well, to be fair, aren't we trying to get Brewster and Origi game time? I don't see how bringing in Thomas Muller, who's probably going to come in on a ludicrous wage as well.
Mm.
I can't see how Liverpool are possibly going to be after Thomas
Muller. I think
Muller.
It's just filling things during the international break. Let's just get some clicks by linking a really good German international to the champions of Europe.
Now, Italy makes sense, you know, because he's got no pace.
Yeah.
He's so fine.
Yeah.
And he might be absolutely fine in there. And obviously, AC and Inter.
Thing is, as well, it's saying he's not happy on the bench and that's why he wants to leave. He's not going to get into our first team, so.
Yeah. Well, all the reports are saying basically the arrival of Philippe Coutinho knocked him down the pecking order. And if you talk about Liverpool weren't interested in bringing Coutinho back in, I can't see how you'd want the guy who now can't get in a team that we are better than.
Yeah.
By all accounts, I would file this firmly in the transfer rumour bin, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, the Liverpool Echo Blood Red podcast, which is a very, very good podcast indeed. I've been speaking to a German football expert, Kevin Hatchard. Apparently, they're going to be releasing this podcast. Go ahead, you can listen to that at some point, whenever it does. But he's been asked about Jadon Sancho and obviously Kai Havertz and what have you, and saying that obviously what we know, but. It talks about Kai Havertz saying he's one of the most exciting players potentially of his generation, scored a lot in the Bundesliga, all types of goals, etc., etc. What he kind of intimates here is that Sancho would be on Liverpool's radar. I mean, Kai Havertz is on Liverpool's radar, but it might be more realistic that if Dortmund can convince Kai Havertz to move there, then that might open the door for them. You know, they need to raise some money to do that, and it might open the door for Sancho to come to Liverpool, which I think is a reasonable hypothesis.
Well, I mean, this might also be nonsense, but it's a transfer rumour that I want to be true. It's,
it's
one of them where...
It. Probably just as equally nonsense as Muller, but how much we want it to be true is how much we'll talk about it.
There's the tweet there that Dortmund put out the other day with Gomez and Alexander-Arnold, which was quite frankly bizarre.
Yeah, the future is now, isn't it just?
Come to Liverpool. They're basically saying they want Sancho at Liverpool as well, so there you go.
Yeah. That, or they're going to put in sneaky bids for Joe Gomez and Trent Alexander-Arnold, which is, you know, definitely not going to happen. No, I was watching that video in training of Sancho and Trent going up against each other, and Trent just coming out on top, and I was like, oh, that would be... He's the dream signing for me.
He is, he really is, and it's one of them where you look at our front three as it is, and 27, 28, 29 sort of age, they're pushing their peak years, whereas you bring in Sancho, he gives you the future, and that's what Jurgen Klopp's trying to build at Liverpool, isn't he?
Absolutely. But yeah, interesting quote today there. Marco Reus has said, it's on what Kai Havertz, he's a player that Dortmund would love to sign, which he certainly shouldn't have said, but there we go. There's been told that if Sancho were to leave Dortmund in the summer for huge money, a lot of that money could be diverted towards signing Havertz. I had been told a while ago that he wasn't necessarily a player on Liverpool's list right now, but if you look at his continued development, it'd be interesting to see if Liverpool would go for him. It would be very interesting indeed. Peter Moore, I'm sure you're not watching. But Jürgen, I know he does. So Jürgen, Jadon Sancho, yeah. We'll move on. This kind of just dropped in as we were ready to start recording. Steven Gerrard's name is apparently being discussed for the job of Besiktas manager. Jack, any thoughts on this?
It, I can't see him taking it, to be honest with you. I think his next move will be to England, personally. Again, if you read the article, it's sort of saying it's a maybe's article. So maybe if they replace their president, then maybe he'll look to replace the manager, who maybe will go for Steven Gerrard.
Yeah.
And it's one of them where, obviously, Gerrard's doing really well in Scotland right now. He's got Rangers to the top of the league. Shea Ojo's looking really good for them as well, and they're doing well in Europe. I think it's just one of them where his name is always going to be circulated around a job like that. And again, I just can't see him taking it.
Yeah, it's a very weird one. This is 2 weeks ago, Besiktas president Fikret Orman confirmed he will resign and the Turkish club will pick their new chief next Sunday. Speaking about potential candidates, Demir Akal, who presumably is name checked somewhere else, said the new president could part ways with the current manager after a shocking start to the season. Subsequently, Gerrard's name is being circulated around the club and he's continued to target for one of the presidential candidates. So one of the people who could be in charge of the club. Brilliant. I've heard one of the strong candidates, Ahmet Nur Sebi, has a different name as mine. Steven Gerrard's name is being discussed. Also, I know Yalcin could replace him. Blah, 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 blah.
If you're the current manager there, though, and all this is going on.
Lucky. Yeah, I know. This is mad when you have these clubs that are run by presidents and it becomes a big becomes a big political thing. But it's interesting, it also mentions, which I've not seen, Gerrard have been linked with Leeds United in recent days, which I think is a strange one. But let's hypothesise it out, because that's what this show's been so far. I don't think Turkey's a bad shout. I think of Turkey in terms of football as it being a bit like, they pay enough money that I think a lot of decent footballers on their way down always seem to consider it and go and move it. You know, Fenerbahce seems to attract some big players down the years, the Wesley Sniders of this world, etc. But I've been, you know, the Super Cup was played in the Vodafone Arena or whatever it's called. Real cauldron, massive atmosphere. Those Istanbul derbies are all mad. And when you consider, he's kind of got that at Rangers, but you know, I think the level of competition will be a lot higher. Yeah. He's going to get maybe a better fist of European competition being at someone like Besiktas. You know, you've got Galatasaray and Fenerbahce, and Trabzonspor as well. So you've got those other three more massive games a season, which, you know.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I could think of worse things. I don't know whether, you know, it would be a good, whether it would be a good progression, but I could see him do, you know, if it wasn't Gerrard, I could see him doing it.
I think a lot of it as well, a lot of it is seen as the dream for Gerrard to take over after Jurgen Klopp. I think when he got the Rangers job, everyone was like, oh, well, when Klopp leaves, Gerrard can come. But for me at the minute, the way the level the club's at under Jurgen Klopp, Gerrard wouldn't quite be ready when Klopp leaves. And I think for him, it's important to take his time, move up the managerial ladder as slowly as possible, really.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things to look at. I mean, I know Brendan Rodgers has done Swansea and Liverpool before going to Celtic, and then he goes to Celtic, bags some silverware, and he's ready for the Leicester job. He's ready to be a manager of a team pushing for a top four place in the Premier League. It depends on what Gerrard wins at Rangers. Yeah. If he's able to break that stranglehold of Celtic and just deliver one SPFL title or win a cup or whatever along the way, I think he needs that. Because if he doesn't win silver and he's just the second best team in Scotland, that's fine, because you shouldn't be breaking Celtic stranglehold, because the gap between them in terms of finances and all that's still too big. He might need to go somewhere else have a little bit more of a challenge, and he's still going to, I think he's going to need silverware to come into the Liverpool job.
Personally, I think that Gerrard will leave Rangers at the end of the season. It's just a feeling I get. I think he'll try and win the league this year, and as you say, if he comes second, he's done something that I think a lot of people see as mediocre, coming second in Scotland with the Rangers side, who probably should be coming second. Mm-hmm. But I think, as you say, the Leeds link probably makes sense, because following on from what I just said, Bielsa is probably likely to leave at the end of the season. He never really likes to stay in one place for more than a couple of years. So I think that would make sense to me personally.
Interesting stuff. Michael Owen's been speaking once again to the Liverpool Echo, and he's answered the criticism from Liverpool fans have had for years. And he said, when told some people thought that he was more concerned with England during his Anfield spell, the former Redford replied, "Come on, how on earth?" He said, "More with less personality." And he says, "I was like any other young player, wasn't I? Put me on the football pitch and I'm at my happiest. I'd run through a brick wall for anything, for anyone to score a goal. You would love to be remembered for everything that was absolutely perfect, but it's football at the end and we all have ups and downs, blah, blah, blah." And he said he won the Golden Boot when he was 17 in the Liverpool team. I won the Golden Boot when I was 18 the next year. What more can I do as a kid? Then I've gone along to England, didn't expect to be in the squad, obviously talking about the World Cup 98. It was my first ever season in the Premier League. By Christmas, I'm scoring loads of goals, so I get into the England squad. All of a sudden, he's going to the World Cup, this young kid, blah, 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 blah. He basically says, obviously, he scores goals at the World Cup, and people, it's not like he comes back home and down tools. The thing with Owen, and he's always going to come out and defend himself. He's on the book tour, of course. But I think it's quite interesting, because you rewrite your own narrative. But he's probably right. You know, Liverpool fans have harboured this against him, because I think because of the way he left for Real Madrid and the way he ends up at Manchester United, there's a lot of negativity around Michael Owen. And we don't remember the good years of him as fondly as maybe we should. And obviously, look, we've had these on these shows. Michael Owen's before your time. But, like, he was adored. First couple of seasons, from being a 16-year-old breaking through, 17, 18, 19, you know, those early years, he was everything. The only issue he had was he was at the club at the same time as Robbie Fowler, and you know Robbie Fowler was scouted through and through, albeit born a blue, etc., etc. And there were people who loved Fowler so much that it came into conflict with Owen, and Owen not being a local lad, probably, and then being this England superstar as well, probably led to an interpretation that he cared more about England than Liverpool.
Well, we spoke a bit before we went on air, didn't we? The direct comparison was easy to be seen there, with Fowler being a Scouser through and through, really. But I think with Michael Owen, I'm seeing his name more than ever at the minute. It might almost be because he's got a new book out. But I think he's desperately trying to stay relevant, and to do that he's talking about things that are very controversial, and this is another one of those things. I think he was a brilliant player. He came through when academy talent was rife and we were getting loads of Scousers coming through the academy, and he just didn't fit the bill and he loved his cash, so that's what happened.
Yeah, real shame. It is disappointing that Michael Owen was never able to truly do it for Liverpool. We got his best years, as it turns out. Ask any Stoke fan. If you're watching this live on YouTube right now, make sure that you click that subscribe button and the notification bell as well to be notified when we go live. Obviously, we try for 12:30. Sometimes we miss a little bit, so make sure you don't miss out on us. 23,000 subscribers, which is really, really good. We're going to take some of your comments on the news stories right now.
We've got one to kick it off from Ross Chanley, saying,
"Hi, Ross.
When does the voting for the Northwest Football Awards close?"
Ah. Now, it's interesting you should mention that, Ross. And while, like, just quickly click over to our Twitter account to also remind people to buy tickets for the live show on the 23rd of October via C-Tickets, I'm also going to click on the Red Men Twitter account and remind people, because Ross will have put it somewhere, there's us live, that, yes, voting closes today. We are up for a North West Football Award. We've won it 2 years on the bounce. We beat out Full-Time Devils and Toffee TV in years gone. Last year, we won it by, it was less than 10 votes. Toffee TV nearly pinched it. Now, they're not in the running this year. There's a bunch of other random ones that I've never heard of, which makes me feel worried, because, like, I've not heard of them, which means they're a bit smaller, which means they'll have more ravenous and rabid fan bases. We've got a bigger fan base. Obviously, you guys are a part of that. And if you've not voted for us, look, you can see if you're watching it live, our Northwest Football Awards, there's one there, and you can't see the other one, it's down there. We love them. It's a very prestigious award ceremony. Some of the biggest people in sport in the Northwest get involved with that. And I like to be able to go and go up on the stage and resplendent and represent Red Men TV. So if you're enjoying Red Men News, if you enjoy Red Men TV, if you're enjoying the Twitter account, anything, click that link, northwestfootballawards.com, and vote for us. You can vote for Trent, you can vote for Virgil. Look, you know, you want news? No. Go and vote right now. Go and do it. I'm not messing around. Ross's job is on the line. I am literally going to sack Ross Chandley if we don't win this award, because it's one of the few things he actually contributes positively towards this place. I'm only messing with Ross. He's brilliant. But seriously, save Ross. Get us another award. Go and vote. We need every single vote. Every vote counts. It only going to take you a second. Go over, do that. And yeah, make us, give us the three-peat. Make us 3 times Northwest Football Awards champions. Thank you.
Three times two is six.
Yeah.
Won it 6 times.
Yes.
Well done. Just getting that into this one.
go for it. Stop.
I asked in the comments, would you rather have Sancho or Havertz? Because why not?
Yeah.
Discussions.
Good question.
Andrew Rutherford says Sancho over Havertz because we need winger depth more than we need attacking midfielder depth. Mm-hmm. And then Trick Josh says, why can't we just have both? We've got the money. We need to build depth in the squad, particularly forwards.
Yes, just do that. I agree. I think it depends on what Liverpool do in the summer and who gets moved on. Like, I've got a sneaking suspicion you might see the end of, like, going through the squad, like Lovren, Lallana, Milner might well move on. You could see Divock Origi might move on, etc., etc. So we might be in need of like a few players, and if that's the case, you know, or maybe does Grealish come back into the squad, etc., etc. But Liverpool should. For me, the number one priority is no expenses spared, is to get someone else who can play in the front three, but who's got bags of pace and loads of room to develop, because we don't need them. But I think you need to look at what Man City did when they brought in Leroy Sané and when they brought in Bernardo Silva and just blooded them over a couple of seasons. You don't want to be blooding in a player. Look, Sancho's quality, but he's going to have to learn how to play the Liverpool way and do that thing, which is going to take time, and he's still a young lad. You don't want to have to... You don't want Mane to be 30 or 31 and on the way down when you're bringing these lads up. You want to have a seamless transition where Mane starts to drop off and Sancho's just hitting his stride.
It's one of them things as well where I think the papers are loving the fact that they think that one of Mane or Salah will leave us this season after this row that they're pushing week in, week out. And it's one of them where I think us getting Nike fits into it as well. So I think it's one of them deals, isn't it?
It's
really,
Mbappe,
where
Mbappe
2020, let's go.
Liverpool needs it. Liverpool very much need to do that. And if they want to buy both, by all means, go back. Not
buy everyone.
Yeah, buy them all. Buy them all. One more, Tom.
This done the Gerrard stuff, kind of touching on what you said as well, but Kyron Mitchell says, give Gerrard the job. The more experience he gets, the better. You can only learn so much from the SPL.
Exactly, yeah, completely agree with that. And, you know, we all get to watch it. The beauty of the Gerrard stuff is we get to watch his development without having a true vested interest. We've got a long-term interest in it. It's like you can speculate to accumulate. It's like, you know, investing on something you don't check it every day, but you come back periodically, like growing something at the bottom of your garden or whatever. You can come back, how's it getting on? Oh, getting on really well. But because we're good, it's not essential that Gerrard is a brilliant manager. Yeah. Whereas if Liverpool were falling down the Swanee, we'd have this like desperate need for Gerrard to be the saviour.
You know what that sounds like? United, Solskjaer.
Oh, 100%. Exactly. We can afford for him to be a good manager before we bring him, if we even do bring him in. Go on, Tom, you look at the itching to say
something. Very quickly, Craig just gave us a super chat.
Thanks, Craig. Chat.
Thank you. No comment.
Okay, no comment. Thanks very much for that. Make sure, as I say, you subscribe to Red Men News and as you go and vote in the Northwest Football Awards. I cannot stress this enough. I won't tell you this again tomorrow because the voting closes today. It's going to take you, what, you're on your lunch. You've got a couple of minutes till you have to go in. What are you going to go and do? Hide in the bogs and pretend you're having a poo so you don't have to go back? You can do both. You can do that and vote for us in the Northwest Football Awards. Let's not get complacent on it. Don't sleep on this. Make it happen. Make it happen right now. And yeah, we'll send you some wonderful pictures tonight. If they finally let me do a speech, which they haven't yet, because they clearly don't trust us, I will name check every single person who voted. That's not a guarantee. thanks very much for watching, for liking, and sharing, and subscribing, for listening, and of course for voting. We'll be back here next week with more Red Men news and of course the Red Men, more promotion of the Red Men Live Show. Thanks everyone. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.